Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good morning, Jungaya Gauga. This morning on Coffee at KYUK, we have host Anna Rose MacArthur and guest Rayborn from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, acting refuge manager, on the phone to talk about Kuskokwim River salmon fishing. You're on, Anna Rose.
Morning, Iris. Kuskokwim River salmon fishing is just around the corner, and on Monday, June 1st, sections of the river, along with certain tributaries, will begin closing to gillnets to allow the initial push of king salmon to reach the headwaters. Here to talk with me about these restrictions is Rayborn, who's the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service acting refuge manager for the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Anna Rose. It's good to be on the radio and able to talk to everybody again today and answer your questions. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being on this morning. Now, these salmon restrictions we'll be talking about will apply to the federal waters of the Kuskokwim River. That's from the mouth of the river up to the refuge boundary at Aniak. So tell me, what's happening on June 1st?
So basically on June 1st, we're going to basically close the main stem of the river and the salmon-bearing tributaries. So, it's we'll talk about what those will be, but as Anna Rose talked about, the Kuskokwim main stem exterior boundary of Yukon Delta Refuge extend from the mouth of the Kuskokwim all the way to Aniak at the refuge boundary. So that entire area is what's affected by this particular regulation. The salmon-bearing tributaries we talked about that will be closed include the Eek River, the Kwikset River drainage, the Kisiglik and the Kisaralik River drainages, the Tulikset River drainage, the Aniak River drainage, and an area we're calling the Aniak Box, which is basically an area in front of Aniak that is where the fish tend to mill at. So we're doing that all starting on June 1st.
And what about fishing in the non-spawning salmon tributaries?
Okay, so the non-spawning salmon tributaries or anything I did not mention so far, those are closed 100 yards upstream. Again, last year we had markers out there. We will work with the communities and try and get those established again this year. But with COVID-19, we are limited on what we can do. Again, we're definitely concerned about safety for everybody on the Delta, and we're trying to limit any of our field activities that may interact with people out there. Again, we want to ensure the safety from COVID-19 just like everybody else does. So, again, it's 100 yards upstream from the Kuskokwim on any other thing that was not mentioned. That's going into federal permanent regulations, so that is basically closed those areas already. So, as well as the state regulation now is the state emergency order.
So you said that the concerns of the coronavirus and prevention and precautionary measures are changing some of the field work for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. What are the changes that subsistence users can expect this year?
Well, for instance, our waterfowl camps were not deployed this year, so those folks are not out there doing the typical monitoring and work they've done with the waterfowl and banding and all of that. That long-term may have an effect on harvest limits for waterfowl. We are fortunate to have some ANSEP students in a few of the villages that are helping us out. And we're also working with AVCP to get information from the people that live in the villages as to what they're seeing for waterfowl out there as well. For Kuskokwim fish, that the COVID-19 has restricted any of our law enforcement response to basically critical response items that are identified. We have a risk flow chart that we take a look at is this kind of meeting that criteria. And pretty much like any law enforcement agency, they're looking at, is it life or limb or some critical instance where there's a critical need for a law enforcement presence. So that's kind of limiting our activities from a law enforcement perspective as well.
And speaking of law enforcement, will there be federal wildlife officers patrolling the Kuskokwim River this season?
So this year, similar to last year, we are waiting for the guidance from the Secretary of Interior's office on how we want to approach that this year. We're still waiting on that. That's a much discussed item at the higher level due to the surgeon's decision was made last year. So that's still being interpreted, and right now I do not have a good answer, although in talking with the Alaska Wildlife Troopers, they intend to have a presence on the river to, again, work with us for compliance on the regulations, on the state regulations.
And the river and salmon spawning tributaries, they're closed to gillnets. They will be starting June 1st, but other gear types will be allowed to be used during that gillnet closure. Tell me about those.
So in the main stem of the river, as I read the emergency special action that we published on May 15th, it talks about that we will continue to allow for those specialized gears in the main stem for dip nets, beach chains, fish wheels, and rod and reel. In the main stem, we continue to harvest Chinook salmon. Of course, in the salmon-bearing tributaries, those areas are closed to harvest of Chinook. So the federal authority or responsibility is just for Chinook salmon. So anything outside of Chinook, again, that's regulated by the state regulations.
And these federal regulations that are going into place on June 1st, they're set to last until July 1st. But is there any way that these regulations would be lifted prior to July 1st?
Well, a couple of benchmarks would need to be reached to do that. We would have to reach, again, as identified in, the emergency special action number one. We're looking for the objectives of, 121,000 escapement to kind of make sure there's fish for future generations. And we're looking for the federally qualified users to be able to harvest 106,000 Chinook this year. With the current openers that are being provided, we'll have a difficult time reaching that particular harvest objective. So we will probably be under federal management until July 1st, unless, again, we can meet some of those objectives.
You said the goal was a subsistence harvest of 106,000 Chinook salmon?
Right. That's based upon a risk analysis that we've developed and published in the scientific literature that takes a look at how I see the run coming in based upon the science of the projections, and then based upon the risk tolerance that I have for not going to the worst-case scenario, which would be absolute worst case scenario is we go below the bottom end of the escapement objective identified by science, which is 65,000. So I definitely don't want to do that. So we took a careful look at that, put in that information, and came to kind of that puts out the data that we would look for 121,000 for escapement, and that we would expect to see 106,000 as the harvest. So, again, those would be the objectives I'm looking for. Have we met those two benchmarks, we can call them? At that time, we'd say, okay, we've met the objectives on the federal management, so we can lift all federal restrictions.
And how will the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service be monitoring those harvest numbers?
That's a great question. It's a complex. It involves many partners. Of course, ONC is doing the Bethel Boat Harbor surveys and looking at fish camps and kind of collecting harvest information and that goes into Gary DeCosis, our fisheries biologist, as well as the community-based monitors that is being done by Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. They're putting into that data, and then additionally, fish monitors will be flying similar to previous year's surveys of effort. Take a look at set nets during those opportunities and looking at boats in the river. And that'll be, again, sent into Gary DeCosis. He'll work with the published model that kind of tells us what we think the harvest looks like for those time frames. And that'll kind of inform us of where we're at in the harvest for the year.
And according to state data, this year's king salmon run is predicted to be similar to last year's. State biologists forecast that 193,000 to 261,000 kings return to the Kuskokwim River, and biologists estimate that the midpoint of that amount returned in 2019, so around 226,000 kings. And that's projected to be about the same amount of kings that would return this year. Is that the same data that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is operating under?
So Fish and Wildlife Service takes a look at that data. That is one of the estimation tools we use. There's a couple other estimation tools out there that indicate a little lower midpoint. One indicates 213,000. One indicates 217,000. So that's all kind of part of the discussion and part of the analysis of how to best work together with our partners to provide both the escapement, i.e. fish for future generations, as well as the harvest for our users here on the river. So though all these midpoints are above 200,000, so that sounds pretty confident. And I've heard the elders talk about what they're seeing is lots of fish for this year because of the number of bugs, or again, in the way that the geese and the ducks are coming in, that informs our traditional knowledge that it looks like it should be a good run this year. The other models with the lower midpoints of 213 and 217 look over the entire range of the fish that have been captured of run sizes for the last, I don't know, since it first started in the 70s, and that gives us a little more concern for the run may be much lower than we think. So we're pretty cautious with the set net opportunities coming up and the first group of drift net opportunities. So first set net opportunities similar to the state would be between June 1 and June 11th. And we're being cautious with that along with all of our partners. And then from June 12th to 20th, we'll be offering some drift net opportunities. But again, we're going to do some analysis of what we're actually seeing out there. Good news, of course, we're hearing some reports of Chinook in the river already. So we think that's looking positive.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has proposed three set gillnet openings in early June, but the federal side is still evaluating those dates. So when will those set night opportunities in federal waters be announced?
I hope to announce those tomorrow. I'm doing some final review of that federal emergency special action. All the partners agree on the dates on June 3, 6, and 9 as the start dates for those set night opportunities. So we're just working through the number of hours. There's different opinions across a range of partners. Some think 24 hours, some think 16. Some folks even propose 12-hour set net opportunities as meeting all their needs. So we're working through all of that, and I hope to have the final federal emergency special action published tomorrow.
In addition to fishing that's coming up, the federal managers have also issued spring waterfowl restrictions. Will you tell me about those?
Sure. So it's a 30-day emergency closure that's been established for this year for the migratory bird harvest in the Yukon Delta region. Harvesting and egging will be closed during a principal nesting period of migratory birds, again, starting on May 29th, which is Friday, through June 29th. This comes after, discussions with Association of Village Council presidents, the Waterfowl Conservation Committee, and our field biologists, as I talked about. We have ANSIP students in the villages, and we've reached out to some of the other members that we have. We have refuge information technicians on our staff that live in some of those villages that tell us what's going on. And the information we received last week said that, yeah, we think maybe we should close right from Memorial Day. ABCP, in coordination with them, they reached out to the villages and said, we'd like a little more time. So we agreed to start the closure on May 29th. But there's additionally, there's a special closure for black brant from the time of egg laying until young birds are fledged, and that remains in effect until July 11th. So that's kind of the quick snapshot for, you know, waterfowl harvest.
Well, Ray, we have about a minute left. Will you go over just what are you see as the most important king salmon fishing restrictions to keep in mind as the restrictions take place on June 1st?
So I guess the main things to keep in mind is, again, the salmon-bearing tributaries are closed. That's kind of the key thing. The main stem is closed as well. However, in the main stem, you can still use that live release gear to chinook, to harvest chinook. So, again, main stem of the Kuskokwim and the non-salmon-bearing tributaries up to 100 yards are all affected by that. Beyond 100 yards, like Johnson and some of the other rivers like that, that falls under the state regulations, which has, you know, different regulations that people need to work with Alaska Department of Fish and Game on.
Well, Ray Bourne, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Ray is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Acting Refuge Manager for the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. Ray, thank you.
Thank you, Anna Rose. It's always good to talk with you.
And I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK. Iris, back to you.
Kuya and Anna Rose MacArthur, KYUK News Director, and Ray Bourne from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That's it for Coffee at KYUK this morning. We now go back to regular KYUK programming.